This morning on WCHL, the pedestrian who was struck in a crosswalk on Tuesday night on Franklin Street has been identified. We've got some safety tips to make sure Hillsborough's Black Bears don't set up shop.
What you're seeing here in Orange County is a fairly normal occurrence, although it's an unusual place.
One of your representatives isn't backing down from an amendment that would protect from gender and sexual orientation discrimination, despite brash comments from a colleague that got a lot of attention.
Many, many sexual orientations are not ones you want to have teaching kids in school.
And what do a former resident of the Cedars in Chapel Hill and President Barack Obama have in common? These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports this morning, a couple of former Tar Heels are ready to see where they will go in the NBA draft.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
The usual 71 degrees this morning. It's always about this temperature. It is 6:07 at WCHL. A mostly sunny day, high today in the low 90s, so it's going to be very hot today. The pedestrian struck just before 9:30 on Tuesday night at the crosswalk in the 100 block of West Franklin Street downtown between 140 West and Columbia Street has been identified as Lindsay Hawkins. Chapel Hill police say Hawkins was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. An officer says the vehicle that struck Hawkins stayed on the scene until police arrived. Hawkins was walking with a group of friends when the incident occurred. Lieutenant Josh Meesemore of the Chapel Hill police says that no charges have been filed, but the investigation is ongoing.
Charges typically, if they were going to happen, wouldn't until we were completely finished with the investigation. The fact that no charges have been taken is not an indication that they won't be.
WCHO will continue to provide updates as this investigation continues. The family and friends of the UNC student who died last week said their goodbyes on Wednesday while they await the news of the cause of his death. Harris Granger Farr, a rising senior and a member of the Alpha chapter of the Chi Phi fraternity, died on Thursday at a residence at 500 Pittsburgh Street, which is across from the UNC School of Public Health. Police said there was no sign of foul play and an autopsy is being performed. Farr's father, John, told WNCN that he believes his son died of cardiac arrest due to the high level of stress he was under with his classes. He says he was often up late working. The funeral for Harris was held at First Presbyterian Church in Raleigh on Wednesday at 2. According to his obituary, the Farr family has created a scholarship in memory of Harris, which will honor academic excellence and members of the Chi Phi fraternity at UNC. They're also asking that in lieu of flowers, donations are made in his memory to the Beatas Episcopal School in Jacksonville Beach, Florida, where they're installing a new Apple computer lab. With the recent number of black bear sightings throughout Hillsborough, it's important to understand what is causing these bears to behave this way and what you can do in response. Head of the Camouflage Coalition Program of the North Carolina Wildlife Federation, Richard Hamilton, has experience in black bear management from his 37 years working with the Wildlife Resources Commission. He says that while these black bears popping up in these areas is strange, it's a normal part of black bear biology.
What you're seeing here in Orange County is a fairly normal occurrence, although it's an unusual place. By the middle of July, the females run off the two-year-old cubs that they have. They've finished nursing. They run them off in preparation to start another family. And it's not unusual for these young bears to move long distances in search of a new home range where they can set up a territory.
Hamilton also cautions that while these bears are not generally dangerous, they need to be left alone and they will not become permanent residents of the Hillsborough area.
Bears are not inherently dangerous, especially these young bears. The best advice is not to bother these bears, but to be aware of them. Don't go up to them. Don't try to pet them or take a picture with them or anything like that. They're not going to attack you or your pets, and they will move on. They're not going to take up residence in Orange County.
Hillsborough Police has informed WCHL there have not yet been any further black bear sightings since the last report on Tuesday. Anyone who sees a bear should call 911 immediately. For more on the story, visit our website, chapelborough.com. WCHL News Time, 6:11. More news in just a moment.
This is Radio Gordon playing the sounds of electric garbage. I'm your host, DJ Gordon. Let's take a call.
Hey, I just got the new HTC phone from Sprint, and it sounds fantastic, but is it good for garbage?
You must have the new HTC One M8 Harman Kardon Edition with Clarify. It restores the quality of your MP3s so your music sounds the way it was intended. This next track sounds the way I feel. Not that. Yes, that's better.
From America's newest network that now has better call quality comes better sound quality. Get the new HTC One M8 Harman Kardon Edition with Clarify exclusively from Sprint. And for a limited time, when you sign up for a Sprint Framily plan, you get 6 free months of music on Spotify Premium. Happy connecting from Sprint.
Offer ends 7/10/14. Comparison to prior Sprint network. Spotify monthly charge at the end of 6 months based on the number of Framily members with Spotify Premium. $7.99 for 5 or fewer users. $4.99 for 6 or more users. After 24 months, pay $9.99 a month. Cancel Spotify anytime by calling 888-211-4727. Restrictions apply. Visit Sprint.com for details.
Durham Tech is now registering students for an accelerated one-semester certificate program in office administration at the Orange County campus. Learn the skills needed in a professional office setting in just 15 credit hours or apply the courses to the two-year office administration degree. Contact Joan Brown, Program Director, at 919-536-7238, extension 4203, for more information. Space is limited, so act now. Durham Tech, where great things happen.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. Join me at Keenan Stadium on Friday, July 4th, for one of Chapel Hill's brightest traditions, the Town of Chapel Hill's July 4th Celebration. Performing live at 7:30 p.m., the Triangle's very own Bull City Syndicate, plus a 4th of July fireworks extravaganza at 9:30. Gates open at 7. Get there early for DSI Comedy Theater's July 4th Watermelon Eating Contest. I'll be there as your master of ceremonies. Donations encouraged at the gate. For more info, log on to townofchapelhill.org/July4.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
WCHL News Time is 6:13. A Democratic representative of Durham and Orange counties is slamming a Republican colleague for his comments about homosexuality during a North Carolina House session on Tuesday. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Many, many sexual orientations are not ones you want to have teaching kids in school. Now, you may think you know what you mean by this, but you don't. I encourage you to vote against this amendment.
That's Republican Representative Paul Skip Stam speaking on the floor of the North Carolina House Tuesday about an amendment to pending charter school legislation that deals with hiring practices. The author of the amendment, Democratic Representative Susan Fisher of Buncombe County, wanted sexual orientation and gender added to a list of things that could not be used to disqualify job candidates. During his remarks, Stam directed the Sergeant-at-Arms to circulate a paper titled, What is Sexual Orientation? The list of 30 definitions provided by Stam was taken from the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, published 14 years ago by the American Psychiatric Association. Definitions included pedophilia, sadomasochism, and various fetishes. The APA has since stated that pedophilia was mistakenly listed as a sexual orientation. Right away, Stam was roundly criticized on the House floor, on Twitter, and in the press for his comments and actions. In an interview with WCHL on Wednesday, Democratic Representative Greg Meyer added his voice to that chorus.
His comments were quite offensive, and I don't believe that anyone in common usage thinks about pedophilia as a sexual orientation.
Meyer told WCHL he had a few words with Stam after he made those comments.
I went over to Representative Stam immediately afterwards and told him that he was using the wrong citation and that the DSM did not actually describe those things as sexual orientations.
According to Meyer, he later emailed all of his House colleagues to correct Stam's use of the citation. In an email response to questions from WCHL, Representative Fisher said she offered the amendment to, quote, more fully delineate the groups who should be included in the non-discriminatory portion of the bill. We know that if the populations are specifically named in the law, that they are less likely to be discriminated against than if it is just a vague statement. It would have covered students and employees slash teachers, end of quote. Regarding Stam's remarks, Fisher said, quote, it was disappointing to me to see that there are still those who would use outdated and inaccurate information to inform their debate, end of quote. Republican leadership in the House used parliamentary procedure to table Fisher's amendment, and Meyer called that, quote, more offensive than Representative Stam's comments.
I was supportive of the amendment. I believe that it's important to include sexual orientation and gender identity in non-discrimination clauses that are sponsored by governmental organizations, and I think that would be a good thing to have in our charter school legislation.
WCHL reached out to Rod Cheney, the Republican challenger for Meyer's seat in the November election, for reaction to Stam's comments and Fisher's amendment. He replied by email that he is currently on vacation with his family in Alaska and did not respond further. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In other news this morning, House Republicans and Governor Pat McCrory are joining forces to shake up the slow North Carolina state budget talks by backing a scaled-down spending plan that still includes teacher and state employee pay raises. McCrory, Speaker Tom Tillis, and other House GOP members held a news conference at the Executive Mansion on Wednesday to endorse the trim proposal they say will fulfill their promise to raise teacher salaries. The abbreviated budget bill passed the House Appropriations Committee later yesterday. The Senate and House passed rival budgets in recent weeks, but have only one formal negotiation meeting so far. Missing from the news conference was Senate leader Phil Berger. He said later he hopes the condensed spending plan isn't a sign House members have given up passing budget adjustments for all agencies. WCHL News Time, 617. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report brought to you by Grenville Jewelers. And not a lot of traffic out there this morning. The numbers are very low, the density not very much. That's going to certainly change a little later on in the morning. Our streets will be crowded and everything will be back to normal, but that's going to be a little while. It is still early and not much happening right now. When it does, Rand Northam is in the newsroom. You can count on him to bring you traffic reports throughout the morning and let you know what's happening on the highways and byways. If you'd like to communicate with us, let us know about something that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom. Talk to Rand at 919-967-8363. That's an exciting concept in itself. And you can also tweet us at WCHL. If you like, that is WCHL and 919-967-8363, your phone number to call. Grenville Jewelers has your engagement ring. You've been thinking about popping the question? Time to go see Berkeley Grenville or that custom piece you've been dreaming of for a long, long time. Grenville Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grenville's, in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next door to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather presented by Crown Honda of South Point. It is 71 degrees, mostly sunshine today, very warm, high today in the low 90s. No specific mention of any rain today, but really hot. Tonight, partly cloudy with more clouds moving in after midnight. In fact, a 20% chance for showers late, probably in the wee hours of the morning. Our overnight low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, it's going to be more cloudy. 20% chance of showers to start, and then a 40% chance of rain later on in the day, probably in the form of scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm or two in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow in the upper 80s. But again, today, no rain, but lots of sunshine and the high in the low 90s. So today is going to be a hot one, like 7 degrees from the midday sun. It is 619 at WCHL. Good morning. Time for championship sports. The ACC's finest and, of course, some of Carolina's finest will feature heavily in the 2014 NBA draft set to get underway tonight at 7 o'clock. On ESPN, WCHL's Matt Oakes takes a closer look.
Duke's Jabari Parker has Joel Embiid to thank if he snags the top pick in this year's NBA draft. Embiid, the standout freshman sensation at Kansas a season ago, has seen his stock slide due to his foot injury. Regardless, Parker is set to make an immediate impact at the next level. The Cavaliers will have their eyes firmly set on Parker and another Jayhawk, Andrew Wiggins, for the top pick. Another ACC star who should come off the draft boards early Thursday night is NC State's TJ Warren. Tar Heel fans will likely never forget the stunning duel between the Wolfpack star and UNC point guard Marcus Paige at PNC Arena in Raleigh a season ago. Warren, who averaged 25 points per game last season, has made his final curtain call in ACC action, but most experts have the ACC Player of the Year's draft stock rising thanks to his exceptional workouts of late. Expect a team like the Orlando Magic, who could use a dynamic wing player, to nab Warren with the number 12 selection. Another intriguing prospect from Tobacco Road is the embattled PJ Hairston. Hairston spent last season lighting up the NBA Development League in Texas. While there, he shot 45.3% from the floor and 87% at the free throw line. The Greensboro native will be hoping to squeeze into the lottery picks, but it's more probable to see Hairston going somewhere between 15 and 24 in the selections. By the way, way, the Charlotte Hornets are in need of some explosive offense and notably at pick number 24. So don't rule out a short trip down to Charlotte for Hairston. Duke's Rodney Hood is expected to go early as well. At 6'8", Hood has the size and shooting ability to attract general managers across the nation. Expect Hood to go somewhere in the 8 to 14 pick window. Clemson's KJ McDaniels is another top prospect on this year's draft board. His athleticism will have a lot of team executives salivating. McDaniels will likely sneak into the top 20 Thursday night. The difference between being selected in the first and second round is huge. Getting picked in the first round guarantees a contract. Second round selections aren't promised anything, and that's why James Michael McAdoo's decision to forgo his senior season at Carolina was so puzzling. No analysts or draft gurus have the former Tar Heel going in the first round. It should be a night mixed with suspense, relief, and celebration for many of the ACC's brightest lights. All the hard work could pay off big time with a dream realized and a massive check in tow. They've thrilled fans everywhere with their sparkling play at the collegiate level, but the final chapter in their basketball career is set to begin. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
We'll be watching it closely and have the report on where all these guys went tomorrow morning at WCHL. Jabari Parker, Matt was mentioning, he could call on some nearby friends if the Bucks take him with a second overall pick in the NBA draft. He's from nearby Chicago. High school teammate Steve Taylor Jr. plays his college ball in Milwaukee at Marquette. The school just so happens to have former Blue Devils assistant Steve Wojciechowski as its head coach now, better known as Wojo, of course. Bucks general manager John Hammond, of course, isn't letting on exactly what he's planning to do. But a new team co-owner Mark Lazary has said it's essentially down to Parker or Kansas star Andrew Wiggins. Wojo thinks a 6'8 Parker would be a good fit in Milwaukee. He says Parker's skill set will make him a scorer in the NBA for a long time. The Carolina Panthers are putting the final touches on phase one of a $125 million stadium renovation project. Panthers Director of Stadium Operations Scott Paul led a media tour yesterday showing off the stadium's two larger video boards, two new ribbon boards, an improved sound system, and four new escalators to transport fans to the upper levels. Paul says the first phase of the project is 95% complete and ought to be finished before the team's fan fest on July 25th. Phase one of the project came in right on budget at $65 million. The remainder of the renovation project will be completed over the next 2 years. The video boards are the most notable upgrades at 2.5 times the size of the original video boards. Carolina Panthers, a lot of fans around here getting excited about football season. Of course, right here in Chapel Hill, we're getting awfully excited about the Tar Heels football season. We'll be here in less than 60 days.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out. Give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there. Our agents are there. The bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us? Locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
All day and all night. This is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
Don't forget, it's going to be really hot today. High today in the low 90s. A lot of sunshine, no rain. 625.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by AJC. I'm Sam Litzinger, sitting in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. One leader of the Kurds in Iraq says we are facing a new reality and a new Iraq. American officials are trying to figure out what that means for the rest of the world. More after this from David Harris of AJC.
I'm at a place called Belzec. That's B-E-L-Z-E-C. It was one of the Nazi German death camps in occupied Poland. In less than 10 months, 500,000 Jews were killed here. That's almost 2,000 women, men, and children murdered daily. Only two people survived Belzec. In late 1942, the Nazis shut down the camp and tried to hide all traces of it. For the next 60 years, there was essentially an empty field. But then, in an unprecedented partnership, the Polish government and AJC took action. We demarcated the area, memorialized the victims, and built a museum to educate new generations about the unspeakable horrors there. This week, with Polish and Israeli friends, we're marking the 10th anniversary of this project. It was described by an ambassador as the most remarkable concept to create a lasting memorial to Holocaust victims where they were killed. To see our film about Belzec, visit AJC.org. This is David Harris of AJC.
Paid for by AJC.
A complicated situation in Iraq is getting even more confused, and more countries are getting involved, which is a big worry. Syrian warplanes have attacked Sunni militants inside Iraq after Israeli warplanes and rockets hit targets inside Syria. Iran is now reported sending supplies to some of the fighters inside Iraq. And, of course, the fighting between the ISIS militants and whatever Iraqi government forces haven't thrown down their weapons continues. In short, a messy situation. CBS News correspondent Clarissa Ward's in Baghdad, where residents are wondering if the militants are getting ready to attack.
Already, Iraqis have paid an enormous price in this conflict. According to the UN, more than 1,000 people were killed here in the month of June, the vast majority of them civilians. That is the highest level since U.S. troops pulled out.
CBS News senior national security analyst Juan Zarate says more American troops are arriving in Iraq, part of the force of advisors President Obama is sending.
The Kurds are now creeping toward independence and have decided perhaps to move in that direction. And so it's hard to actually at this moment understand how Humpty Dumpty gets put back together again. Ordering strikes is no simple venture, and certainly this administration is going to be reticent to jump in too quickly into what looks like a sectarian war.
Secretary of State John Kerry is still working on the diplomatic front, trying to get Iraq's prime minister to form a more inclusive government. But some analysts say it's probably too late. We need to get ready for a country that's split apart at the seams. That certainly wasn't what the U.S. was hoping for when it helped bring down Saddam Hussein. The Osgood File, Sam Litzinger on the CBS Radio Network.
Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill is celebrating the kickoff to summer with the sizzling summer sale. While we realize affordability is of paramount importance, we also know that reputation is even more important. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Timothy had to say about his performance experience.
I brought my Honda Cross Tour in on a Tuesday evening due to some lights on the dash I couldn't figure out. Andy kept a fantastic eye on my car and called to update me on the status. He was polite and professional and also extremely knowledgeable about vehicle service. He explained and also showed me what was wrong and answered all my questions pertaining to the issue. I can't thank you guys enough for taking such great care of my car.
Now that's a wow. Everyone saves during our sizzling summer sales event. You'll find outstanding sales promotions at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, where we sell new Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru, plus pre-owned vehicles starting below $6,000. That's the performance promise. Visit our virtual showroom and find service coupons at performanceautomall.com or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers. Period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second-generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
This is Chief Chris Blue with the Chapel Hill Police Department. Police officers and firefighters respond to nearly 5,000 alarm calls each year. About 95% of those calls turn out to be accidental alarms. Homes and businesses in Chapel Hill are now required to register for a permit by July 1st, and failure to do so could result in a $100 fine. Multiple accidental activations in a 365-day period may result in fines of up to $500. For more information or to register your alarm, visit townofchapelhill.org/alarms. And thank you, WCHL, for caring about public safety in our community.
Can you imagine how much money it takes for the police and fire to respond to all those calls? And they have to take them seriously. That is really a big deal. It is 6:30 at WCHL. It's going to be a hot day. Mostly sunny, high today in the low 90s. We're looking at partly cloudy skies tonight. 20% chance of showers and the lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, 40% chance of rain in the afternoon and the high in the upper 80s.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL. Find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
News update, I'm Dave Barrett. To alleviate the crisis in Iraq, Secretary of State John Kerry had said,
succeeding in this fight is going to require Iraqis to come together, finally, in order to form an inclusive government.
But in Baghdad, CBS's Clarissa Ward says there's no sign of compromise from the Iraqi prime minister.
Maliki appeared to signal that despite the current crisis, he won't be bulldozed into forming a unity government.
Reporter Martin Chuloff says the country is so polarized now.
It just seems to be that this political crisis, which was supposed to be the start of a solution for the national crisis, is just going to drag on and on.
There was more violence today outside of Baghdad. In Mahmoudia, a suicide bomber killed at least 13 people and wounded 45 others at a market.
The Mahmoudia blast today would suggest that this could be becoming yet another battlefront, this time to the south of the capital.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32 at WCHL, 71 degrees, the beginning of a very warm day. High temperatures today in the low 90s. I'm Rod Stutz. The pedestrian was struck just before 9:30 p.m. on Tuesday at the crosswalk downtown of the 100 block of West Franklin Street between 140 West and Columbia, has been identified as Lindsay Hawkins. Chapel Hill police say Hawkins was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. An officer says the vehicle that struck Hawkins stayed on the scene until police arrived. Hawkins was walking with a group of friends when the incident occurred. Lieutenant Josh Misimore of the Chapel Hill Police says no charges have been filed, but the investigation is ongoing.
Charges typically, if they were going to happen, wouldn't until we were completely finished with the investigation. The fact that no charges have been taken is not an indication that they won't be.
WCHL will continue to provide updates as this investigation continues. The family and friends of the UNC student who died last week said their goodbyes on Wednesday while they await the news of the cause of his death. Harris Granger Farr, a rising senior and a member of the Alpha chapter of the Chi Phi fraternity, died on Thursday at a residence at 500 Pittsburgh Street, which is across the street from the UNC School of Public Health. Police said there were no signs of foul play and an autopsy is being performed. Farr's father, John, told WNCN that he believes his son died of cardiac arrest due to the high level of stress he was under with his classes. He said he was often up late working. The funeral for Harris was held at First Presbyterian Church in Raleigh on Wednesday at 2 p.m. According to his obituary, the Farr family has created a scholarship in memory of Harris Granger Farr, which will honor academic excellence and members of the Chi Phi fraternity at Carolina. They're also asking that, in lieu of flowers, donations are made in his memory to the Beaches Episcopal School in Jacksonville Beach, Florida, where they are installing a new Apple computer lab. With the recent number of black bear sightings all over Hillsborough, it's important to understand what is causing these bears to behave this way and what you might do in response. Head of the Camouflage Coalition Program of the North Carolina Wildlife Federation, Richard Hamilton, has experienced the black bear management from his 37 years working with the Wildlife Resource Commission. He says that while these black bears popping up in these areas is strange, it's a normal part of black bear biology.
What you're seeing here in Orange County is a fairly normal occurrence, although it's an unusual place. By the middle of July, the females run off the two-year-old cubs that they have. They've finished nursing. They run them off in preparation to start another family. And it's not unusual for these young bears to move long distances in search of a new home range where they can set up a territory.
Hamilton also cautions that while these bears are not generally dangerous, they need to be left alone and they will not become permanent residents of the Hillsborough area.
Bears are not inherently dangerous, especially these young bears. The best advice is not to bother these bears, but to be aware of them. Don't go up to them. Don't try to pet them or take a picture with them or anything like that. They're not going to attack you or your pets, and they will move on. They're not going to take up residence in Orange County.
Hillsborough police have informed WCHL there have not yet been any further black bear sightings. The last one came on Tuesday. Anyone who sees a bear should call 911 immediately. Still, that number, call 911. For more on the story, visit our website, chapelboro.com. An 87-year-old resident of the Cedars in Chapel Hill who passed away on June 18th is survived by a very famous great-nephew. As first reported by TV station WNCN, Margaret Arlene Payne's obituary in the News and Observer includes two names in Payne's list of family members whose names ought to be familiar to a lot of people. You may have heard of Payne's niece, Stanley Ann Dunham, who died nearly 19 years ago. Even if you haven't, you're likely to be familiar with Dunham's son, Barack Obama. Payne had a lot more going for her than being the great aunt of the President of the United States. Her last job before she retired in 1990 was at UNC, where she worked as a research professor for 10 years. She began her career in education as a professor of nutrition and the director of the graduate program at the University of Kansas Medical Center. She went on to work as a consultant to the National Education Association. She returned to teaching at the University of Missouri at Kansas City before finishing her career at the University of North Carolina. Payne was the author of two books and several articles about educational curriculum. According to her obituary, she enjoyed traveling throughout the United States and Europe. There will be no funeral service. The North Carolina House has passed legislation that would allow drivers to renew their licenses without standing in line at the Division of Motor Vehicles. The bill passed yesterday would allow people to renew their driver's licenses online, by mail, or by telephone, and would waive the requirement that they take a new picture or pass an exam at the DMV. A license renewed remotely would expire 4 years after it's issued. To renew remotely, the person would need a valid driver's license issued after they turned 18 and had the previous renewal occur in person. Lawmakers said the bill will help the DMV handle a surge in license renewals that's predicted over the next 2 years and makes the process easier and more convenient for North Carolina residents. Builders have broken ground on the final phase of a Raleigh apartment complex that will provide shelter to homeless veterans. WRAL-TV reported that officials with the nonprofit that's building and managing the apartments say this second and final phase will provide another 10 permanent affordable homes for veterans. Last year, 10 former U.S. service members moved into one-bedroom apartments at Sunnybrook Apartments for Veterans. Residents pay 30% of their monthly income toward rent. The city of Raleigh, Wake County, and the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development pay for construction, and the nonprofit CASA maintains the housing through donations. A bill that legalizes medicinal oil for epileptic patients made from a marijuana plant has received unanimous approval from a North Carolina Senate committee. The Senate Rules Committee approved the bill yesterday after brief discussion and testimony from parents of children with epilepsy. The bill would legalize and regulate hemp oil extract made from a marijuana plant to be used in treating severe epilepsy that has not been responsive to three or more treatments. Lawmakers say the hemp oil, which is made into syrup and taken by a patient, would not make anyone high. The state house passed the bill last week. Henderson County Republican Senator Tom Apodaca championed this bill, saying he would do all he could to help families who've watched their children suffer for years. WCHL News Time, 6:39. Art Menius has today's commentary on WCHL, and that'll be followed by Tar Heel Trivia on WCHL.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Tom McGarvey, an expert in commercial and business insurance with 12 years of experience.
Thanks, Mark. Commercial can be a very complex line of insurance, covering liability, auto, property, and workers' comp. I can make sure you have the right coverages at a fair price, and most importantly, we offer outstanding service for our clients. Call me, Tom McGarvey, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures of Mom and Dad from college. Those glasses are frightening.
If you're considering LASIK surgery, check out the experienced team at the UNC Kittner Eye Center.
No kidding. Those glasses are enormous.
We offer the highest quality laser solutions and the best technology available.
Kind of makes you wonder what we'll look like when we're their age.
Call us to schedule a screening today. 30 years from now, you may very well thank us again. The UNC Kittner Eye Center. Call 919-445-2020 or visit us at unci.org.
Start something great at Durham Tech. Priority registration for fall semester for continuing students begins July 7th. Priority registration for new students begins July 17th.
Go to durhamtech.edu/registration for more information. And remember, continuing education courses are offered all summer long. Have any questions? Get them answered by phone, email, or online chat at durhamtech.edu, or simply stop by and see us at our Durham or Orange County campus.
For years, the brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether it's an in-town lot or a 100-acre tract, they will put on their muddy boots and walk land with you through an unmatched level of expertise and service. The Weaver Street Team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals. They listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carrboro or check them out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Thank you, Superstar. Star, disc jockey, morning talk show host, been here forever, keeping us doing it right, Ron Stutt.
It is 641 at WCHL, and good morning. It's 71 degrees, about the same temperature as it has been all week. First thing in the morning, our high today in the low 90s.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Art Minius. Leaving this area for 7 years made me appreciate some of the special pleasures we enjoy in Orange County. I can no longer take these things for granted, but too often in our zeal to make our community better, we forget how good we have it. First and foremost, in this election year, we have accessible, responsive elected officials at every level in Orange County. Sure, our representative makes decisions we don't like. You can't please all of the people all of the time. Fruitfully or not, however, we can reach our commissioners, aldermen, mayors, and town council members, bend their ears, and be heard. Now that I've lived and worked where that was not the case, and in one place where political corruption was very close to the surface, I treasure our ground-level participatory democracy in Orange County. Second, we are blessed with some terrific town and county employees. Most of my interactions with Carrboro staff and those folks are top-notch and honest. Third, I cherish all the volunteers who keep the wheels of government rolling. Town and county commission and committee members, poll workers, campaign workers, regular citizens who take the time to attend meetings and express their opinions. They are the lifeblood of what keeps our community special, even as they grow and change. It is our responsibility as citizens to keep these three pillars of our community strong. This is Art Minius.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia is brought to you by the Omni Homestead Resort.
Carolina football put on a record-setting performance this past season in dominating Old Dominion 80-20 in Chapel Hill. Multiple school records fell that day, including total points. The 80 points were the most ever for Carolina and the second highest total ever for an ACC team. Today's Tar Heel trivia question: what was the old Tar Heel record for points in a game before Carolina exploded for 80? In three quarters, no less, against the Monarchs. The answer, revealed after this commercial timeout. Add adventure to your summer at the Omni Homestead Resort, where you can explore 2,000 scenic acres at one of the nation's premier resorts located in the mountains of Virginia, and receive special savings by booking using the promo code TARHEELS. The Homestead features activities for all ages, including golf, an expansive water park, luxury accommodations at the historic hotel, and more. Book your adventure package at homestead.com and enter promo code TARHEELS to enjoy 40% off your room rate with the adventure package. Visit the Homestead today.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. Your plans include alcohol. Please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
Carolina football put on an offensive display never seen before by Tar Heel football fans in late November with an 80-20 victory over Old Dominion in Keenan Stadium. The 80 points were a school record, but what was the old mark before that offensive explosion? Well, it was just last season when the Tar Heels defeated Idaho 66-0 in Keenan Stadium to set the old mark. Before that, 65 points was the record, set all the way back in 1914 and tied in 1928.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
You know, the Tar Heel football team opens up the season against Liberty in Keenan Stadium, so, hey, we could have another record. Who knows? 6:45 at WCHL.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on four lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for immersive cinematic viewing and exceptional voice and sound. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for four phones on AT&T mobile share value with no annual contract. Credit offer ends April 30th. Activate new line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Other charges and restrictions apply. Reliability claim based on analysis of independent third-party data regarding national carriers 4G LTE.
With healthcare reform, the Affordable Care Act, and insurance mandates in the news, it's no wonder if you're confused. Come back to healthcare that starts with you, a place you can trust. UNC Family Medicine. We've been providing high-quality primary care to the community for over 45 years. Come see us. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, caring for the course of your life.
6:47 at WCHL, the beginning of a good day, I think. It's going to be a little bit warm. We'll tell you more about the weather coming up in just a moment. The suspense is building, folks. Everybody wants to know what Ran is sporting today. And he has decided to wear his black shirt today with a perfectly matching tie. Looks pretty awesome. It really does.
Thank you, Ron.
Not only that, but he can tell you what's going on with traffic.
That I can do, and as always, right now things are moving fairly smoothly. A little bit of a slowdown on 15501 northbound and southbound between Ephesus Church Road and Garrett Road through the I-40 interchange as well. A little bit of a slowdown as well. It could be heavy at times between Ephesus Church Road and I-40 on NC-54. Excuse me, that's Barbie Chapel Road and I-40 on NC-54 heading eastbound. And then subsequently on I-40 eastbound as well, right around that interchange. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Another day in paradise.
That it is.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff happening today.
You bet.
A lot of news to cover. And you do it all. Just multi-talented.
I do only what I can.
Which happens to be a lot. A great deal. Well, hey, thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Ron.
We'll talk to you again in just a little while. Rand will be reporting on traffic on a regular basis all morning long. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast, it's brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. It is 71 degrees right now, which is about the same as it's been every morning this week. Mostly sunny, high today in the low 90s, so really hot today, but no mention of any rain in the forecast. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower or thundershower, 20%. Overnight low, about 68. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies, 20% chance of showers to start. And then later on in the day, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. And our high tomorrow in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, clouds, big chance of rain, low about 72. Well, that's just about the same as always. And then for your weekend, it's going to be rather warm, chance of rain, but the highs in the middle 80s on Saturday and up around 90 again on Sunday. So, you know, over the next several days, that's what you can expect to happen. And before we get started with the birthdays, let me just mention that the Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves the best-tasting fountain drinks in town made with their famous chewy ice. Guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents. Cruisers, good to go. All right, now, celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Jazz musician, film composer Dave Grusin is 80 years old today. Actor Joseph Sommer is 80. Singer Billy Davis Jr. is 74. Now, you might not know who that is, but Billy Davis Jr. was in The Fifth Dimension. And in fact, he and Marilyn McCoo were married. So, there you go. That's 40% of Fifth Dimension. Georgie Fame, I say, yeah, yeah. 71 years old. London rock and roll artist. Actor Clive Francis, 68 years old today. Brenda Holloway is 68. Brenda Holloway once did a song called Every Little Bit Hurts. I don't know if you know that. Michael Paul Chan, 64. Mick Jones, singer-musician, 59 years old today. Chris Isaak, boom, boom, I can hear that guitar right now in Wicked Games, 58 years old today. Patti Smyth, 57 years old today. U.S. Bicycling Hall of Famer Greg LeMond is 53. Colin Greenwood of Radiohead, 45 years old today. Actor Sean Hayes, 44. Actor Chris O'Donnell is 44, NCIS Los Angeles. Actor Nick Offerman, 44 years old today. Major League Baseball All-Star Derek Jeter, 40. Gretchen Wilson, country singer, 40. Nathan Followill of Kings of Leon, 35 years old today. Jason Schwartzman, who's an actor, 34 years old today. And actress Aubrey Plaza is 30. She's on Parks and Rec, I guess it is. 6:51 at WCHL, and time to recognize our birthday winner of the day. It is David Tripp. Hey, Dave, how you doing, buddy? Happy birthday. Dave is our birthday winner and gets a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores. Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, and they will always take care of their customers in a good way. David Tripp, happy birthday from all of us at WCHL.
97.9 FM and 1360 AM at WCHL. It's Rod Stutz along with Freddie Kiger. Hey, one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults always.
Yes, Freddie Kiger. Along with we come in the compact tandem set.
You are legendary, man.
No,
you are.
No,
you
no,
no, every
no,
time,
no.
Every time I go out, it seems outside people say something to me about Freddie talking about this, or you and Freddie.
Well, we
that.
Do. We do that. Doobie doobie doo.
Do do do. Da da
da. Da. Yeah, that. Yeah. But it's nice to have people say nice things about us.
Yeah, exactly.
And we do have fun.
And thank goodness this is radio and not TV.
This is. Oh, that's very true.
For both
and
of
the
us.
Fact that
and for the sake of our listeners,
what a surprise! This show is unscripted.
Yeah, that's the way I prefer to work.
Yeah,
actually,
no kidding.
I know you're like
hey,
me.
Congratulations on twice broadcaster of the year consecutive.
Well, thank you so much.
That's awesome. I'm sure the trivia section did a tremendous amount of
I'm
validating
sure.
your. Your current reign.
I'm sure that contributed heavily to the award.
Yeah,
no, I mean,
in spite of it.
I don't know what contributes to the award. I mean, it's judged by people who are outside of North Carolina.
I think that's very fair.
I guess they think what we do is good. I don't know.
No, so, good for you, man.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you.
That's
and thank
awesome.
You for being a part of it.
I'm not sure how much, but an iota.
We haven't gotten kicked off the air yet. So,
well, no.
Maybe
this is a family show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we have to be careful.
Speaking of family, there's the perfect segue.
Oh, good.
All right, because a lot of people are heading off to beaches and vacations. And, of course, when you're at the beach or somewhere mm-hmm. with your family, one of the things that get pulled out always
yeah.
board games.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So we're doing board games today.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, you ready? Here we go, folks.
Yeah.
What classic board game features Mint, mm-hmm. Grandma Nut, Jolly, Plumpy, Mama Ginger Snap.
Oh, I got it.
And Lord Licorice.
I know this.
Give us a call at 919-929-WCHL if you know which board game features Mint, Grandma Nut, mm-hmm. Jolly, Plumpy, Mama Ginger Snap, and Lord Licorice.
I know this from at least 15 years ago.
Yeah.
A little farther back, probably.
All right. Hey, if you call, you're going to get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Where you're good to go. So
yeah.
Enjoy that board game with something from Cruisers.
919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Rachel Robertson is a teacher at Cameron Park Elementary School, a part of the Orange County School System. Here's Mike Gilbert, Public Information Officer for the Orange County School System.
She's been with the district for 8 years. She teaches kindergarten and has been an elementary teacher for 8 years.
And what makes her so outstanding and so deserving of special recognition?
She really has a zest for education. Her students are very engaged, and she really works her lessons to meet the strengths of her students.
And what is she like personally? What kind of a personality does she have?
She's very good in the classroom, but more than that, she's become a real part of the Orange County Schools community and the Cameron Park community. Every year, she works the events such as Cameron Park Fall Festival, Family Nights, Earth Day celebrations. She's really engaged in all aspects of the school community.
What do her fellow teachers and principals say about her?
Her principal, Julie Van Diver, said, "Rachel has earned the respect and admiration of her students, their parents, and her peers through her positive attitude and dedicated service to her students. One of her most admirable qualities is her sense of pride, pride in the quality of her teaching, in her students, and in being part of Cameron Park."
Rachel Robertson, an outstanding kindergarten teacher at Cameron Park Elementary School. And Rachel is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
6:56, a lot of phone calls coming in this morning.
Freddie Conger asking a question about board games. A lot of people, a lot of families play these,
yeah,
especially in the summertime when they have a little time off,
yeah,
time together.
Get the family around.
Yeah, you must be talking about Candyland.
That would be correct.
Yeah.
Although I never had Candyland. I had Uncle Wiggily.
Yeah, I did too.
I still have my Uncle Wiggily.
I do not. But I did when I was growing up. Uncle Wiggily, I always thought was
Wiggly.
Funny.
Uncle Wiggily. I almost started to do that when I thought, well, I don't know. I wasn't sure how universal Uncle Wiggily might have been, maybe to our generation. But
yeah.
Candyland's kind of it's still around. The game was designed in 1945 by Eleanor Abbott, who was recovering from polio in San Diego. Milton Bradley bought the game from her, and now it's owned by Hasbro.
A lot of things owned by Hasbro.
Hasbro's got a dadgum empire now.
I remember Candyland, though, because Cam had it. She was a little kid. She's 22 years old now, so that shows you how far back this goes. This goes back probably 15 years,
yep.
I'm guessing. A couple of those first names you mentioned from the game.
Mint and Graminut.
I didn't recognize, but then you said something about
Mama Ginger Snap.
Yeah, that one. And one
Lord Licorice.
Yeah, that one. And there was one before Mama Ginger Snap that got my attention, I thought.
Plumpy?
Yeah, Plumpy. That's the one I remembered. That's the one that gave me the answer.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll have to come over to your house. You still got the game?
I think we do.
Sorry,
stored away somewhere.
And we'll get everybody, and we'll play some Candyland.
Oh yeah, that'll be a blast.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
And congratulations to Jeff Mallett, who was the first person to call in with the correct answer. He was not the only one who knew it, of course, but Jeff got in first, and he gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
At Cruisers Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruisers brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruisers sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
There's no such thing as a free lunch. We've all heard this before, but how does it relate to your bank? Harrington Bank is one of the only banks in the Triangle who truly provides free checking. Our competitors say free, but they require you to maintain a hefty balance or limit your transactions. When Harrington Bank says free, we mean free. Free personal checking, free business checking, no lengthy requirements. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn more. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
You gotta get an Accord at Crown Honda South Point. Consumer Magazine has named the Accord the most impressive midsize of its class, and right now you can drive one for just $199 a month. Experience a new level of luxury today. Why settle for less? You gotta get an Accord at Crown Honda South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com. Based on the 2014 Honda Accord Sedan LX Automatic, $199 per month, 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $24.99 down payment due at signing. Excludes tax, title, and dealer fees. For well-qualified lessees, see dealer for details.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Well, first of all, 71 degrees. Mostly sunny today. It's going to be very hot. High today on the low 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain in the low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow will be in the upper 80s. A big chance of rain coming tomorrow. 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Health officials had warned that Central American children pouring into this country by the thousands would be a risk to spread communicable diseases. Now, they say, one child housed at Lackland Air Force Base in Texas has been diagnosed with swine flu. In southern Mexico, a children's shelter operator told CBS's Manuel Bohorquez he tries to discourage parents from sending their children north.
Immigrant children are fleeing exploitation and misery, he says. That's exactly what they find on this side, too.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says parents should think twice before risking their children's lives.
It is hot, it is treacherous, and you're placing your child in the hands of a criminal smuggling organization.
And Johnson says children who enter illegally won't find a free pass to stay here. One of the big retail chains is going to give its workers a big raise. Live to CBS News correspondent Heather Bosch.
IKEA says it's boosting the minimum